Welcome to the Ryerson Review of Journalism podcast, the out loud version of the RRJ's online magazine. I'm Greg Hudson, and I'm talking today with Sarah Bridge, whose piece about camera operators in war zones goes online this week at rrj.ca. Sarah, it's good to have you with us. If you could tell us, why did you decide to write this piece?
I was working at the CBC this summer, and I looked through some footage from Afghanistan that came out from last year, and I noticed it was really, really gruesome, and they had to focus in on the wounds of these corpses that were coming into the Afghanistan hospital. And I noticed, just how long the cameraman had to focus in on these shots. And it really hit me that this was an important job. And often at the RRJ, we talk to foreign correspondents, but we tend not to focus in on the man behind the camera. So that was the idea of this piece.
Aside from the obvious of obtaining images to go with stories, how are camera people important to the journalism that's taking place?
Well, actually, they're very important. Often they spend more time in a war zone than the reporters and anchors because they have more than one job. So they generally know a lot about the area. And in that way, they're vital to a reporter and anchor who may not know much about the war zone they're in. They're the backbone, essentially. They provide the images. So in broadcast, that's very important. And they have the technical skills to run the shoot.
Now, you mentioned in your piece that camera operating is almost more intense than being in front of the camera. How is that?
Well, aside from being in a war zone for a long period of time, they tend to have to focus in on using their camera. They have to focus in on really gruesome images, as I said before. They can't turn away. They can't step aside. They need, a lot of footage for clips and things. So it takes, it's intense. They have to stare at dead bodies for long periods of time. They're often targets because of they can sort of be mistaken for carrying a bazooka or something because of the big camera they have on their shoulder. And also for people who are out there to get the Western media, they're a very visible part of the media. And so they end up being a target that way.
Now you're mentioning a story that you heard about a newspaper reporter that had to take some images for her website. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, one of the cameramen I spoke to, I believe it was Jeff Stevens, was saying that once he had to work with a print reporter to get some footage, and he said she was really not used to the attention that they got with the camera there. If a cameraman, as I say in my piece, is in the middle of a market or something, they're just swarmed with people who are either really interested and curious at what's going on, or they want to share their grievances with the media. He also had to warn her that it's a bit more dangerous when there's a camera around because they can be a target.
Right. Now, you mentioned that camera people almost feel removed from the action. Why do you suppose that is?
What I've learned is that experienced cameramen can use the camera as sort of a filter for whatever's going on. So if they're filming something, whether it's real war scenes, people shooting at each other, or dead bodies, they tend to feel a bit removed because of this barrier in between the scene and their face.
Right.
They can also sort of hide their face from what's happening and just focus on the angles and the lighting and the job.
What's the payoff then? I mean, you're seeing the dead bodies, you're seeing horrible, sometimes gruesome images, and you feel almost removed from it. What's the payoff for the camera operators?
Well, actually, when I asked them why they did it, a lot of them mentioned similar reasons for why foreign correspondents would want to go to dangerous places. Generally, they feel that what they're doing is, rightly or wrongly, they think that what they're doing, it might help the situation. Some of them mentioned they think that the footage that they're filming, somebody else will see that back home and it'll spread awareness and potentially help the situation. Also, they say it's addictive to go to these places. You get addicted to what they feel is, the real news, the real hardships, the real happiness they're seeing in these places. So they just keep going back.
Thank you so much, Sarah, for coming in. You've been listening to the Ryerson Review of Journalism podcast, produced by Angela Glover, with musical help from Sam Hudson. Talk to you next week.